Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Last night at the Staples Center, a historic night,
oh,
Rob.
Oh, stop.
It was
overstated. Stop that.
Hold on. One of the best players in NBA history. The third best two guard in history.
Whenever you got to say that he's the third best, it's irrelevant.
Hold on.
We've been playing
this game for 100 years. That means something.
The third best uncle from the left who's left-handed who wears shorts too tight.
Stop it.
Come on now.
Stop it.
That was so overblown and so made up. Oh, this is the last time Dwayne Wade is going to play LeBron James. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
If it was the third best right fielder of all time, you'd be as giddy as a schoolgirl.
No.
You would.
I would not.
You acted like Dwayne Wade is nothing.
I didn't say he's nothing. But
hold on. It's the last time two of the greatest players in NBA history who teamed up for 4 years, two championships, we'll play against each other. That is a big deal.
It ain't a big night. It's just not. It's just. Hear me out. I'm not saying that they can't acknowledge each other after. But I just give me the other time when Michael Jordan retired and there was some other player he was playing for the last time, Charles Barkley.
There was nothing like that. Pippen had become a rival of Jordan and gone elsewhere and become a rival of Jordan, it may have been that way.
But it wasn't happening.
Because Pippen didn't become a rival.
No, but Dwayne Wade didn't win after LeBron James left.
But before he joined LeBron, he was a rival.
This is the overbaked world we live in where we got to make everything be special or something. Hold on, look, this is the last time that LeBron James is going to give the shoes to a worker at the arena after the game because he thinks that she's a nice person. I mean, come on with that. Every day is something else. This was overblown
Wade is not the first person to have a farewell tour. Dr. J got one. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got one. Kobe Bryant got one.
Dwayne Wade doesn't need. There was not one person who bought a ticket who said, I want to see Dwayne Wade for the last time.
There was nobody. There were plenty of people.
Nobody. Zero.
Nobody's tuning in to a Lakers, or I shouldn't say nobody, but a lot of people aren't tuning in to a Lakers Heat game in the middle of December.
There's nothing else going on.
Because it was Dwayne Wade's last go-round, people did want to see him and LeBron go at it. You got your money's worth.
Can you give me the numbers that it set an all-time record, right? Because everybody tuned in to see Dwayne Wade.
Just because you were watching the reruns of the Golden Girls, don't hate on those who are real sports fans.
It's not on now because they're playing holiday movies. So I looked for it, but I couldn't find it.
That or you were tuning in to the MLB Network to see what's going
on
at the
hot stove. There's a big deal today.
I haven't even been able to get to my point.
All right, get to your point.
I didn't even get to say that it was the last game between Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. That's where I was going.
You know it was overdone.
We're going to get to it in the next segment because you have disrupted it. But here's where I want to go, Rob Parker. Okay, we're not going, Dwayne is essentially done. He's coming off the bench. He's averaging 15 points a game. LeBron obviously is still going strong. So we're not going to debate where they are right now. What I want to talk about is when the 4 years they played together in Miami, they won two championships. Was it a success or was it a failure?
It was a total failure.
Oh, my gosh.
The Heat and LeBron and this, can you play it? What did LeBron and them do on stage when they had the pageantry? What did they say?
Look at you digging into the dictionary.
Not four, not five.
Not five. Not six.
They didn't stay together long enough to win five.
Said, yeah, because LeBron bailed on them like he bails on everybody.
Yeah, he went home and delivered a title.
And I'll tell you this. LeBron James got very fortunate that Kyrie got him that championship in Cleveland. You know why? Because had LeBron not gotten that championship and coming back from 3-1 and winning in Cleveland for the first time in 50 years, his whole career would be looked at definitely tainted. That
yeah,
he went
and
to
if
Miami.
Muhammad Ali
that
had
he
lost
went
to
Miami.
George Foreman.
He went to
I mean,
Miami.
What? He did get the championship.
No, he went to Miami.
I want to hear about ifs, ands, and buts.
They were supposed to win all these championships, and you know what happened? Not only did he not win and do what he said he was going to do, he melted down against the Mavericks and lost the championship.
He did do that.
And his tenure in Miami was a failure. It was a total failure from what they built it up, what they told everybody it was going to be. Not two, not three, not four. They won two championships. They weren't even special. Special is three in a row. Chris, you
Hold
know
on, were the Bad Boys special?
Yes, they were.
Okay, stop. That's enough. Give me some type of hater drop.
No.
Give me some type of hater drop.
What are you talking about?
You just sat here and said they weren't special because they only won two in a row. And then you tell me the Bad Boys of Isaiah and Dumars were special for winning two in a row. Come on!
In an Eastern Conference that he dismantled and became unbalanced. They were supposed to win more.
I will eat you up like I'm about to eat this cupcake up during the break.
It was a failure.
When we come back.
Total failure.
It's the
Odd
Couple.
Do you smell that, Chris Broussard? That's LeBron in his Miami days. That's what the smell is in that studio.
It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. We'll be back.
Hate is gonna hate.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I let you rant.
Go ahead.
That was the Rob Parker rant. All
right? I'm just telling it like it is. I felt like Howard Cosell right there.
If you had said disappointment, that's a little more accurate. Failure? No. And here's why. They won two championships in 4 years. I'll give you this. The night that they all decided, or it was 2 days, Wednesday, it was Bosh and Wade deciding. And then Thursday, I believe it was a Thursday, LeBron announced that he was going to Miami. That day, if someone had said, as Charles Barkley and everyone was criticizing LeBron, if someone had said they're going to win two out of the next four championships, it would have been viewed as a disappointment. You would have been like, is that it? They got to win at least three out of four. So I give you that. But failure's way, way, way too strong. And here's why. LeBron James, even by your estimation, and you are known, you know what you're known as.
What?
You are known as a LeBron hater. I'm waiting, Alex. We got to get a good hater drop. You know that, and you take pride in that.
No, I don't.
You love it. You wear that like a badge of honor. You wear that like stripes on your shoulder. That's what you wear it like, and that's fine.
I got three, or do I have a captain's bar?
Right. All right. But even you view LeBron James, correct me if I'm wrong, as the second greatest player in NBA history.
Yes.
Okay.
But
hold on. Let me finish. Okay. Let me finish. There you go. Okay. If he does not go to Miami, or if he goes to Miami and doesn't win those two titles. Now, I must back up and say this. I thought when LeBron went to Miami, he was selling himself short.
He was
He was. I thought he was good enough to lead that mediocre cast in Cleveland to a title.
But he was so
afraid.
Which
would have been huge. Well, here's the thing.
He was afraid that he was going to be this great player who never won.
Well,
and he panicked.
Rob, what we saw is his first year in Miami when you, as you said, he melted down against Dallas. He wasn't mentally ready. So if he had stayed in Cleveland, who knows how long they would have went without a championship, or even if he would have won one. And so going to Miami, he got humbled himself. He ate humble pie after that Dallas series, came back as a different player and a different man, and the rest is history. So for that reason alone, if he doesn't win those two titles, he's probably not winning the one in Cleveland. So maybe he's titleless, or he's got one somewhere, And he's not viewed as the second best. There's no way without those titles, he's viewed as the second best player in history. That alone makes it not a failure.
No, I get that. But when he went down with the fanfare and what that was all about, Chris, that wasn't all about going there and winning 2 out of 4 championships. You were putting together a super team that was supposed to rewrite the record books, that was supposed to do something. When they got up on
that
stage.
That's why I think disappointment is more appropriate than failure.
When they got up on that stage and they did that, not 2, not 3, that was real deal. They weren't joking.
It was WWE. That was
no,
just for the
no,
fans.
No, it wasn't.
It was just for the fans.
They were serious. They really believed that who was going to beat them. Not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5. They kept going.
Not 2, not 3, not 4.
He wanted to keep going. If they weren't under time constraints, he might still be
saying. Right.
And when I say that, I really believe it.
Not 10, not 11, not 12.
But again, failure, nothing good would have come out of that had it been a failure.
But that, let me tell you something.
Heck, Dwayne Wade.
But here we go, Chris.
He was going out in the first round every single year before LeBron got there, after he won the championship in 06.
But that's my point, is that Dwayne Wade had already won a championship, and granted it was one, but you get LeBron James and Chris Bosh, and the best you can do is 2 championships, and you know what? Ray Allen saved your bacon from it being just 1. It was that close.
I don't want to hear that,
half of the arena was out the building.
Because we can look at every champ.
No, we can't. No, we can't.
At least half of the titles.
No, we can't.
We can look at when the Lakers beat the Bad Boys for their last championship in 88. In 1989, was it Lakers' last championship? 88, 87, 88. When Kareem got the phantom foul call. Remember they called the foul? I mean, no, we're not pointing to that, though. We're not saying, oh, they got lucky. Well, they shouldn't have won it.
But LeBron,
stuff happens.
But
injuries happen. All types of stuff happens.
LeBron with those guys were supposed to be different. They were supposed to set the NBA on fire, Chris, and it didn't happen.
Disappointment.
No, it was a failure.
That
super team failed.
Where if LeBron doesn't have a champ, take away those 2 titles.
No.
Where you got LeBron ranked all
time? You know what didn't fail?
What?
The Warriors.
Right.
The Warriors didn't fail because here's the difference.
I give you that. They're a better team than that Heat team was.
But this is my point, is when they got Kevin Durant, he didn't melt down and they lose a finals.
Heck, they were a 73-win team.
No,
they had already won a championship.
But the year before, they had already lost. They lost after having a 3-1 lead. And all I'm saying is, when they got the grand poobah, when they got him, they won 2 in a row en route to winning another one this year. Now, they should be on there going.
They're a better team.
Not 2, not 3, not 4. Now, the Warriors can say that.
You get no argument from that.
All I'm saying is, they're going to wind up fulfilling what their prophecy was, whereas LeBron didn't do it.
They didn't give a prophecy.
No, but LeBron didn't do it. He failed in Miami.
Where, Mr. Parker, if LeBron – take away those 2 titles in Miami, where are you ranking LeBron James all time?
Top 10.
All right, now you got him 2.
No, but the reason
that you can't tell me that's a failure.
It was a failure in Miami.
If you want to say disappointment, okay.
No.
Failure is too strong.
Failure because he has all those other numbers. We know
But he wouldn't have got – he would not have been viewed as a guy in the same conversation
with
as
all
Jordan
with all the
if he doesn't
win those
championships.
I get all that.
But you can't just throw that out the window.
Miami was a failure. Those 4 years, they barely won – 2 championships, barely. LeBron was in tears before Ray Allen.
Enough about the barely.
Barely.
I mean, a championship is a championship.
He choked him against.
I mean,
Dallas?
Are we downplaying Golden State's title in 2015 because Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love were hurt? No. A championship is a championship.
No, but the difference is that all those guys were playing and they lost.
My point is, you can't say, oh, barely won, they got lucky. No, you won. Michael Jordan's first championship, Magic Johnson got hurt. James Worthy had, Byron Scott was hurt. Stuff like that happens.
I'm just telling you, if you even the people who live in Miami, they don't look back at that LeBron 4 years era and think it was anything special. It was a failure.
They do think it was special.
They
failed. 2 of their 3 championships as a franchise.
They failed. They won with Shaq and Dwayne Wade. They won one championship. They had already won. He didn't deliver something that they hadn't already seen.
He delivered a back-to-back titles and a 27-game win streak.
Ray Allen gave him the back-to-back title.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Will LeBron and Wade, or will that era, those 4 years together, or even if you want to say those two championships, will it be looked at more, thought of more in the future for the two championships and that it was a great team? Or will they be remembered more for changing the NBA in terms of the way these super teams come about?
They will be looked at as, especially LeBron, but basically that they ruined the NBA, that they messed up the competitive balance of the Eastern
Ratings
Conference.
Really high. Popularity is probably at an all-time high.
That's fine. There's a lot of stuff that people watch. They like train wrecks, too. All I'm telling you is about competitive balance, and they helped ruin the NBA. But I give it more to LeBron only from this standpoint. Dwayne Wade didn't go anywhere. He was already in Miami. So it was LeBron coming down there with Chris Bosh. And I think people will look at it and think about that they put together the super team. But they'll also, Chris, say, how did they not win more? How did Dirk Nowitzki and the Mavs beat LeBron James and them in that series? Remember, they were leading in that series.
They were up 2. There's no question
about
it.
Am I right? That was a meltdown.
They should have won, and they should have won handily.
Right.
They were up 2-1 or about to go up. Was it? They were up 2-1.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I think people will look at that and look back at it and go, that really wasn't that impressive, that group that got together. Yeah, they won 2 championships. They needed Ray Allen to save their bacon just to win the other one. No, I'm not going to give that up.
You act like that means they didn't. The way you say it is like they didn't win the championship.
Do you remember,
they won the championship.
If I said to you right now.
You played to win the game. They won the game and the series. I don't care how it happened.
I could ask right now, if our phones weren't already jammed and we asked people to call in if they were outside the arena in that game because they were on their way home thinking that they lost it, we would probably have 1 million phone calls.
That just makes it that much more dramatic.
It just
you
tells you that.
To I mean, win the game.
Ray Allen hit. I will say that was the greatest shot in NBA history.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I would say it. Here's why. I mean, the circumstances were unbelievable, right?
Oh, I agree.
I mean,
with
they're
that.
Bringing out the ropes and security's coming on.
Right?
They got the plastic and everything in the Spurs locker room to protect from the champagne.
They
were ready to celebrate.
Hot
half
dogs,
the fans,
hot
like
dogs
you said,
were half
are gone.
Price, right? They were,
half the fans are outside of the arena. And
they were banging on the door trying to get in.
And on top of that, his hitting that shot enabled LeBron to win another championship, and if he doesn't make that shot and they lose that series, again, we may not be talking about LeBron James as a second best. We probably aren't as a second best player or in the same conversation as Michael Jordan.
I'll tell you what.
So that's why that's huge.
That Miami stint, really, if it wasn't for LeBron and Kyrie helping him win a championship in Cleveland, and that was his only run there, say that they didn't win in Cleveland, that they you know, got there a couple times, but they never won a championship outside of that, LeBron would be looked at totally different. That's why I look at it as a failure.
He's looked at totally different.
With only those 2 rings, don't add the third one, just say those 2 rings, he would not be considered the second greatest player behind Michael Jordan. I'm telling you.
That's how
big that win.
That's the first good point I've heard you make all day.
What?
I mean, that makes some sense.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Right, because people would have looked at it like
it didn't work out. It wasn't what
he never kind of. Well, he was the leader, obviously, of that team, the best player.
But it wasn't what we expected.
But it was a super team you put together,
and it didn't work.
Right. But the way here's the thing though. You can't enough of the ifs, the ands, the maybes, the buts.
We're doing a 3-hour radio show. We gotta do something.
I mean,
it's called filler.
Because let's talk about this. His championship against Golden State, first team ever to come back from 3-1 down.
Kyrie
was great, but LeBron had 41, 41, and a triple-double in the last 3 games. So, come on. and the block, the most iconic block.
No, Tayshaun's block of Reggie Miller's more iconic.
Wasn't that first round game in the Joe Louis Arena or
wherever
that was?
It was in Indiana. That was going to put the Pacers up 2-0 in that series.
Yeah, that was a great Pacers team, too.
That block,
Miller,
that block was awesome.
Boys.
That block was awesome.
It was
by
a nice little block, but LeBron's was. I mean, come on, they're not even in
all
the
right.
Same
one of these
category.
Days, we're going to put those up and have people call in.
Here, what I will say is this: I don't think that Miami Heat team was an all-time great team.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
I mean, it wasn't obviously the Jordan Bulls, the Jordan Pippen Bulls.
That's why
it
they needed that
Shaq,
third championship.
Kobe,
they needed three in a row.
Right. It wasn't the Shaq Kobe Lakers. It wasn't the Showtime Lakers. Here's why I say that, too. It's not just the number of rings and all that. It is because all three of your stars could not be their best selves on that team. I don't think LeBron and Wade were this perfect fit. I think they were both just so good individually that they were able to win two titles.
And
Bosh became just a glorified role player. Like, when you look at the Showtime Lakers, Magic was able to do his thing. Kareem was able to do his thing.
Totally different.
Worthy was able to do his thing. The Jordan Bulls. Pippen did what Pippen does.
Horace
Jordan
Grant.
Did what he does. I mean, Horace wasn't a star.
But I'm just saying, but he would. He did.
Kobe and Shaq, right. They both got to be pretty much the best versions of themselves. That's what an all-time great team is, when your stars fit together. That's why Golden State is better than Miami. Golden State is better, period. Golden State team is better because Steph, KD. KD may get a little bit out of it here and there, but for the most part, Steph, KD, Klay, Draymond, they all fit.
But you're making my point that the Miami Heat 4-year run was a total failure.
But it was because my point about them not being an all-time great team was that those pieces didn't fit great together.
But they still went to the finals four years in a row.
Even if they didn't fit and they had won three or four rings, you're right.
They won three in a
row.
You
got to give it to them.
You would give it to them,
though they didn't fit right. I'll give you that.
877-99 on Fox is the telephone number.
So I don't know if you answered the question. Are they going to be remembered more for being a great team on the court?
No.
Or for
it's about putting together the super team. That's
I'm shocked though, Rob.
That's what I think.
You pride yourself in not being a company man.
I'm not a company man.
Well, you say that. But companies, Dan Gilbert or whoever the owner of the team is, company management, when they put together a team, you're fine with it.
Totally different.
LeBron was rebellious. LeBron said, "You know what? I'm tired of the owners and the management who don't get out here and sweat and give it their all on the court putting teams together. If they can make a decision to trade a player, to bring players together, why can't I?"
That's not what he did it for, Chris. That's not. That is not what he did it for.
LeBron James is about power to the players.
That's not what LeBron
did.
That's not why he did it. LeBron James didn't trust himself. He woke up in a wet sweat feeling like, oh, my God, I'm going to be this great player with all these numbers on a stat sheet and I'll never win a championship. So he doubted his own ability. Chris, yes, he did. And all he thought about was, I'm going to put together these guys, we'll win a championship, and then I could kind of go on with my life so I won't be one of these stars who never won. I won't be Patrick Ewing. I won't be Charles Barkley. That's what motivated him.
That may have been.
Yes, I do.
That may have been a part. If you look at his track record, everything this guy has done has been the players have the power. That's it. From the social issues to his Hollywood mogulism, for lack of a better phrase.
But that's who he is. That's my point. No, but that's
and,
not
and
why
I'm
he
telling,
fit it.
When I talk
I
to
disagree.
LeBron's people and him, they talk about that all the time.
That's not why he did it.
I don't think you can discount. I'm not discounting totally what you said. He knew he had to get rings.
He doubted his talent in Cleveland.
I said he sold himself short. And I'm not saying that wasn't a part of it, Rob. But to totally discount that he also was thinking, Why can't a player make a decision? Why can't a player put together a team?
It's called competitive balance. It's the reason that there are – I get it. Chris, I love that there's free agency and that players fought for it, you know, to be able to get it.
This
I get
what
that.
Free agency is.
I get it, but I also understand why certain things are put in place so that there is some sort of competition. We don't want the five best players in the NBA on one team. We don't. Nobody wants to see that.
We've never seen that.
No, I'm just saying, but that's what people are talking. Oh, no. Let the players. Oh, yeah. All the great players should just let their contract expire. The five best. The best
but
point guard.
But you don't
guard,
have
best,
a problem with Kevin Durant
that.
Doing it in Golden State.
I did have a problem with it.
You praise him now?
I trashed Kevin Durant on that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.